views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. So here we are in June now, and we're having some fabulous weather, but Seattle's going to go to our normal June weather pretty soon. Starting tomorrow, I think, we'll be getting rain, and that's just a normal June for us, and I love having the rain for my plants. So there you go. Well, we are into our 25th year for Women of Wisdom and reimagining what that may be. Going to do some very special things, so I invite you to join our website, our e-newsletter, and you can do that on our website at womenofwisdom.org. And 25 years, hard to imagine that we've been around that long. And I'm excited today. I'm talking with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth has become an internationally respected psychic and an energetic healer. She has had thousands of people have witnessed her incredible psychic powers on TV. She's been on shows such as Unsolved Mysteries, Beyond Chance, and The Psychic Detectives, as well as CNN News. Elizabeth Joyce is recognized for her clairvoyant ability to help find missing persons, dream analysis, past life regression work, mediumship, astounding psychic gifts, energetic healing work, accurate predictions, and spiritual guidance. And she's the founder of her organization, Visions of Reality, and she teaches classes and seminars in improving your psychic and intuitive abilities. And she's the author of many books, three we're going to hopefully touch on today. There's Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, Seeding and Nourishing the Garden of Your Soul, and then her latest book is The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them. So welcome, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, well,
I'm over in Pennsylvania, and we had rain every day in May except for two, so everybody was telling everybody that they were living in Seattle.
And we had some pretty good weather in May, I think, if I remember. We had some warm days, or April,
maybe,
or
one
of those. Yes. Well, let's start off with your story, just briefly, because I really want to get into all the juicy stuff of what you're able to, share with us today, but how you became a psychic and energy healer, when you knew, when did it start for you? When did you know you had this ability?
My grandmother knew when I was three. I was born this way.
Yeah, that's often the case.
When I was three. I didn't really take it on seriously the way I do now until I had a head-on car collision, and my first out-of-body experience, actually was my second out-of-body experience, and it was pretty powerful. I wrote about it, and I've had that description of the out-of-body experience published in several places, but once you have one of those, all of your perspective changes in life, don't you think?
Well, that's what they say, yeah. I mean, how could it not? It's just,
Well, it does. You realize that you're talking to a light being in a body that used to be your husband. And then I was talking to my stepson who had been murdered the same year my husband died. And I was talking to them telepathically. And yet I knew I was talking to them. And when you mm-hmm. come back after an experience like that, it does change you.
Yes.
So it was very powerful for me. Then right after that, I said I had the vision of the Houston, Texas oil explosion where there was a missing body And I kept having a recurring dream hearing your aunt die. She's in Houston, Texas, and I thought I was going crazy. This went on for 3 weeks. Finally, I called a lady friend of mine who's a psychologist because I didn't know what was happening to me. And when I went in and started to tell her about it, she turned white. And she said, it's my aunt that's missing. She was in the Houston oil explosion, and we still can't find her body. And after she talked to me, I drew a map to the body, and they found it in 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, scared that, both of us.
Yeah. Well, and it's important work, to be able to do that and help people.
Three things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
There's three things that you need. First, you need to have faith in the divine. Second, you have to have a commitment to whoever you're working with. That is very important. And third, to serve selflessly on their behalf and just give them what comes to you without trying to change it. Those are important facts.
Right, and without trying to change it. And even like not even interpret it, just like give it exactly as you see it, because I would think
very hard.
Yeah, I imagine. And I think it's, you might see something that you don't understand, but you say it to the other person and they totally would understand because.
Correct. The first time that happened to me, where I realized you have to say exactly as you hear it and no editing, was when I had the Monica Lewinsky experience. Fate Magazine, who's published by Llewellyn, asked me to write the predictions for January of 1998 in September of 1997. And this is what I wrote. A dark-haired girl named Veronica will upset the White House. Clinton may not give the State of the Union address. And an angry blonde will bring forth the truth, and he will be impeached. Clinton will be impeached in the fall months of 1998. Now, I thought the angry blonde was Hillary, but it wasn't. It was Linda Tripp.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to change it to Hillary, but I resisted doing that, and it wound up being very different than what you thought.
Yeah, and we can make those assumptions and totally go down a wrong path when we do that. Well, tell us. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is why psychics are called wrong, or they weren't accurate, or they didn't tell me what I wanted, and all that silly stuff, is because when the person listening interprets it, they interpret it for what they need or what they desire, not necessarily by what was said.
Mm-hmm.
Happens all the time. Everybody wants to control the reading.
Yes, and we want to interpret them. And I would imagine if we try to interpret them before things unfold, we really could go down a wrong path with it.
Yep, absolutely. That's true.
Well, so you actually see them as visions or dreams? I was curious how you, because you had several that you've listed that you had.
I am one of the only psychics that you know that has gifted all three. I have clairvoyance, clairsentience, and clairvision. Clairaudience. I see it, or I dream it, or I just know it.
Mm-hmm.
I have all three sensitivities. And most psychics have one, sometimes two. A lot of them have clairvision and clairaudience, or they'll have clairsentience and clairaudience, but they won't have all three.
Yeah, and someone I study with, she doesn't have clairaudience. You know, so there's a wounding, and you know, there can be woundings where, so you get it in a certain way, and or you can't get it clairaudience because
what
of a wounding.
What do you mean wounding?
Well, that's what she has shared, that she's wounded in that, so she can't hear. So she'd
that's
have
not
to.
True.
Yeah.
That's just not true. It's not anything to do with emotions or wounding. It has to do with your electrical impulses. Just like if you tried to take a 110 plug and put it into a 120 volt, it wouldn't work. Has nothing to do with being wounded or not being wounded. And when you say that, you're a victim. It's really incorrect to say that.
Okay, well, we'll just live with that. And everybody has their own perspective on that. And I know it's not an emotional wounding that she's talking about. It's I think it's more of a past life thing, but I don't know. You know, that's for her.
Doesn't change what I said.
Yeah, no, I understand that for you. Okay,
no,
so
it isn't for me.
Yeah. For
it isn't for me, Chris. It's for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. Thank you. So your other one of your book, you talk about and I think this is the garden, the where's my title?
Feeding and nurturing the garden of your soul.
Yes, I think my cat walked off with my book. Things disappear on me in a funny way. So, okay, yeah, your seeding and nurturing book. You talk about attaining oneness and then following the natural law. So, you know, that becoming one with the soul. What is it that you, how do you work with people to, or share with them how to attain the oneness?
Well, you open up to that frequency through meditation. And I believe that that's the only way you can do it. The way in is the way out, and the way out is the way in. So if you have any kind of a problem, the first thing to do is say, why is this in my life? How did I bring this to myself? And strive to understand what's really going on. See if you can see beyond the energy or beyond the emotions to what's really happening and what the lesson is. Once you learn the lesson, you don't have to have the experience anymore.
Mm-hmm, that's
true.
It's
so fascinating. It took me years to learn that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you become aware, that awareness comes in, and you don't have the need to have those experiences anymore because you've learned that lesson. You have that awareness.
It creates an energetic shift. And
yes.
Creating energetic shifts is how you ascend. So you ascend through meditation and then experiences and understanding them beyond yourself, including mm-hmm. the other person and everything involved. For example,
I'm going to have to interrupt you. We'll have to go into that story after we come back from our break. This is Christina, and you're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come right back and talk more with Elizabeth Joyce.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maka team. The Ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We're speaking with Elizabeth Joyce today, and several of her books. One of them is Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. So I'd love to have you share about that. You know, like when you, a lot of people may not know what you mean by the fifth dimension, and I know we've been living in the third dimension and moving to fourth and fifth. Oh. If you could share that.
Yeah, the third dimension is I want what I want when I want it without regards of consequences. That's my definition of the third dimension. Uh-huh. The fourth dimension is finding the truth, understanding that there's something beyond the body and the physical, and entering the astral plane and the telepathic reception. So the fourth dimension is realizing that maybe you can pick up on another person's thoughts, or maybe you can read body language or energetically. In other words, you might know that somebody's sick before they tell you. You might want to call somebody, and you do call them. They say, oh, I was hoping you were calling. So that's telepathic response. And then the fifth dimension goes way beyond that. The fifth dimension has the new energy in it that came onto the planet December 12, 2012. This new energy comes from the center of the galaxy. It's called a double helix. And even science is working with this new energy. And it creates the plane of light. It shows you what heaven is, in a sense, because you work with the universal body. Everybody has a universal body. And at death, every person, I believe animals too, lose 3.5 pounds. And the 3.5 pounds is your universal body and your soul that ascends and goes to other realities and other dimensions. So what you want to work on in your life, of course, everybody talks about their mission, but the most important thing to work on is your character, because that is the only thing you take with you, your character. And that's mm-hmm. why you go through life review, to strengthen your character. When you go through life review, you feel all the pain that was given to you by others, and then you view all the pain that you gave to others until you can get to a place of forgiveness and total tranquility. And then you go up to your pod school, and you stay in your pod school and sit with your guides and keep learning, and then construct a new astrological chart to be born again and find the parents that will bear you.
When you say
cycle of life.
Mm-hmm. When you say pod, what do you mean?
Soul pod.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are hundreds. In my house are many mansions. You know that saying.
Mm. Yes.
From the Bible. But also, every person has a vibration. Every person has a frequency. Just like your toaster and your oven and your refrigerator. They're all different frequencies. And you go back to your frequency soul pod. Usually people go back to the soul pod they came from. Ascension, if you learn how to work with your character and do purification, you can go back to one of a higher vibration, and then you have ascended to another level of understanding, and you can receive new knowledge. And this goes on and on and on and on and on. It's just very exciting.
Yeah, I read that from somebody else who talked about, like, when you're dying, it's like you go to your and ascend to certain levels, that you're going to school. I think you mentioned a school or educating yourselves. So you're not the first person to say that I've heard that from. So I find
when
that very.
When you go to your pod, there's thousands of people there. One time I had a dream. I was asking about what this really meant. And I had a dream about a convertible. And everybody was sitting on the seats, on the back, on the fender, on the front. And they were all the people that I had thought were my enemies and that had hurt me in the past. And they all went by and they waved and they said, have a good day. And you see, when we get into that, we need to remember that we attract and bring in those lessons from others because of our belief system. When you start to change your thought for Louise Hay and a lot of other people, and you start to change your responses, then you create a better life and you create and strengthen your character.
Yes. And one of the things you talk about too is strengthening the DNA.
Strengthening the DNA through meditation. Mm-hmm. Well, it's strengthening it, but also you have to strengthen it in order to open up the other channels. We all have 12 strands of DNA, but most of the strands are thought of as bogus. And I know that babies are even coming in, the new rainbow children or the indigo children or the crystal children are coming in with extra strands of DNA, but they're not activated. I do think they will be when they become adults. These kids are now coming into adulthood, and it's going to be really exciting to see the new technology and the new form in which they're bringing for us to be what they say is politically correct or whatever. We're going to have all new rules. So it's very interesting to watch it.
Yes, I know. Yeah, when you think about when that generation, the kids now, when they get into power, the age of being able to be in power as adults, what's going to happen in our world and change. So
exciting.
Yes. And you mentioned something about, you know, science now working in this level of fifth dimension.
Well, science has found two things. Science has found that there's the double helix energy. They have found that, and they're trying to understand that. They've also found that there's some kind of component in our molecules that makes us all one, because everything on every planet in space has that same component, that minuscule microscopic component that makes us come from the same place, wherever that is. And they also have discovered that there is possibly other planets like the planet Earth. And the most exciting thing they discover is that when you go through the black holes, that it's possible that there's a second universe. And I've already been told that there is 3 universes. So I thought that was very interesting. This all has happened in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. You know, like science is catching up.
They're discovering. They had to soften in order to do that.
Yeah.
You asked me earlier about female energies, and female energies are really coming on the planet. You're going to see a lot of female energies next year because Jupiter moves into Libra, which is the feminine, which is the love and the home and all of that type of thing. So we very well could have a female president. We're set up to astrologically.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you think that's going to do for our country, one, because it's our president, and the world?
I don't think it matters who we have for president. We're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And Europe is already at war, which is not being played up. We have starting in 2017, we have to go through what they call the darkness of the tunnel until 2026. So I think that we need some wise people that can bring understanding and connection and communication to everyone. But a lot of people are so rigid and so full of hate. They have to be full of hate, Chris, because when you hate someone else and you can blame them, you don't have to look at your pain. If you don't hate, you have to look at your pain, and then you have to start to work through it and heal. And people don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Difficult.
And it always goes back to, everybody I talked to in the show, it always goes back to going inside, working on your own stuff.
When you work on your own stuff, which I never like to call it because I think it's disrespectful, when you work on your energy levels and you work on whatever you have experienced in your life or lifetimes, and you loosen it up, then that dissipates into the universe and has the possibility of becoming light instead of dark. So therefore, you're loosening up the planet as well as yourself, plus it goes down your ancestry line. And as it goes down your ancestry line, people that live before you on your bloodline will be able to free themselves up wherever they are or whatever level. So it's interesting. You can bring people along with you as you ascend. And I love that concept, don't you?
Yes, I've heard that before too. And I've experienced that. There is that sense of that you're not just healing yourself, you know, and passing it, besides passing it, you know, backward, you're passing it forward to the next generation. As we heal, we'll be passing that on to our children.
When we get these new babies that are now toddlers, these are called the far-reaching, far-minded babies. So they're beyond the Crystal and the Indigo kids. They're the far-reaching, far-minded, open-minded kids. When they grow up, which is going to be about 30 years from now, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that. They have so much to give.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some of your work, we talk about healing, and you talk about going in past ancestors, but also some of your work is going into past life and regressional work.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you have past life and future life regression work. You're building your future life as you live at this life. The difference between the Akashic records and your present life is that the Akashic records hold only that which you have already lived. They do not hold any information about today's life. That's the Book of Life. That's a whole different subject. The Book of Life is where you are now in this lifetime. And when you drop the body and you go back to your pod school, this life will become a part of your Akashic records.
Mm-hmm.
So there are meditations. I learned this from a wonderful man in Arizona named Frank Alper, Dr. Frank Alper. He ran the Arizona Metaphysical Society. And he would teach us how to go into our Book of Life and write out that which we want to bring in, that's how you manifest it. Now, I learned this in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. And it was fascinating, just fascinating, before all this other new stuff came.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to take another break. We'll come back and talk more with Elizabeth Joyce, and she'll be sharing with us a Circle of Light meditation.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I wanted to tell you about a new, powerful, and compelling play by Nicholas Vassili, coming to Seattle July 7th at Cornish Playhouse, Seattle Center, the United States of China.
On one hand, a dedicated American patriot who would give her life for her country. On the other hand, someone who has been battling the injustice and corruption of America most of her life. And she is as confused as any American could be about what she truly believes in. My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for.
This is more than a play experience, it's a movement. It's a movement to create a new level of awareness. Knowledge is power, and we are powerful. Get your tickets today at AmericaTheStrong.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking with Elizabeth Joyce, author of Ascension, and also Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, and the new spiritual chakras. So Elizabeth, I'd love to talk in this segment about the new spiritual chakras. You know, most of us who work in energetic fields and study with people know the seven chakras. You know, it goes from the root chakra to the crown chakra, and so this is, you know, maybe new for people in the spiritual chakras, and we'd love for you to.
Well, there's actually 12. Only in reality, there's 14 because we have now new chakras at the soles of our feet, and the color is hunter green, and they're called the foot chakra. And they are your grounding chakra, because when you work with your universal body, which is your etheric double that does all your soul traveling, you have to be able to come back here. And this energy, this new fifth dimension energy, is very powerful, and it can pull you away like a tidal wave. So we've been given the two foot chakras. Their planetary sign is Virgo, and that's going to keep you right on the planet. Then we go above the crown chakra to the eighth chakra, which is above you about 8 feet up. And the color of that is clear quartz. And the eighth chakra is what gives you the ability to say, oh, it's not just me. Remember what I said about the third and fourth dimension? That's your transforming point. And a lot of people have already begun to open their eighth chakra. We now have a new level to our aura, the fourth level. We always had three levels to the aura, body, mind, and spirit. But now we have the fifth dimension level. The color is amber. So some of you people that have been meditating might be seeing amber flashes in your third eye. And that is the new color coming onto your body. And we can access this now for the first time in eons. I'm not sure whether they had this in Atlantis or not. I think they did. I do know that some monks from Tibet years ago, who I was happy to meet through somebody called Yogi Bhajan, these monks told us that we had more chakras and that they could work with them in a natural way. Sai Baba is also someone else who mentioned the new chakras. And behind the head, where your baby spot was, is your 8.5 chakra. And that's your filter, your screen. And that's there for protection so that you don't bring in too much energy. Because if you bring in all of that energy, you'll burn yourself up. Then you have at the back of your neck, and this is really interesting. This is going to blow you away. This is the ninth chakra. It's between the occipital bones at the back of your head. The color is magenta. What the ninth chakra does when it starts to open is it creates a laser light through your brain, through the pituitary and the pineal gland, and out through the third eye. Your point of power now is going to shift from the center of your hands to the third eye, and that's where you're going to start doing your healing practice from. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks about the pineal and pituitary gland.
Right.
And now this chakra is going to begin to open it. There are not many people that have the ninth chakra open. The ninth chakra opens up a path for you to go into your past lives and to bring talents forward that you had when you had another past life. It also held all of your Akashic records. So when you meditate on the ninth chakra, you can start to find out why you may have these triggered responses and strange reactions, such as vertigo or other things. And then you go back up to the top, because from the third eye, it's going to go back up to the crown and up to the eighth chakra. And you're going to go to the 10th chakra. Now, the 10th chakra's color is amber, and that's your new heart center. It is incredible, the 10th chakra. And you can do a meditation, and we're going to do it in the last segment, called the Circle of Light, where you take the yellow in the heart center, because the heart center is now yellow. The solar plexus is green, so there's been a change in our regular chakras. You can take that yellow from the heart center and do an arc from the heart in front of your third eye and up to the 10th chakra. And then you bring it down and you bring the light back through your back, through your spine. So now you're creating a circle of light. And that's your heart center. The 10th chakra is just pure love. And it's a whole new kind of love. There's no expectations with it, no judgment. And you can't buy it. You can't just get yourself there. It is given to you from the other forces. It's something that just happens. Then you have the 11th chakra, and that's aqua, and that's your feminine chakra, your holy mother chakra, your wonderful softness, beauty, love, and caring. Above that is the diamond, which is your 12th chakra. 12th chakra is the diamond, and that's the house of the Father, the house of God, the house where all of the ascended masters are. And anyway, that's the new spiritual chakras. And when you start working with them, I have created a meditation for opening your eighth chakra. It's on my website at new-visions.com. And I've also written a new invocation. The last invocation we had was written by Alice Bailey around 1930. From the point of light, it starts, mine are accessing and opening the new spiritual chakras. And that meditation is also on my website, new-visions.com. So it's an exciting time for everybody.
Yes, yes. And so it's great that you have this available on your website. So it'll also have, I think you have explanations on these chakras. Is it your chart there of the, because you have a chart that that shows.
I made a chart showing all of them, and that's on my website, too. It's also on the back of the books. And I also, as you read the new spiritual chakras, each chakra is broken down and explained. The healing techniques and how to work with it is also explained in the book. So it's mm-hmm. very thorough.
That's good. Thank you.
New information.
Yeah, yeah, that's great to be sharing that too, sharing that openly and freely and have it available
for
people.
You have to, because there's a million different languages and there's a million different healing modalities, as you know. And all of them have their purpose for the people that are coming. Remember that when you work your higher centers, you're going to get more sharp and more focused in your healing work. Going within will help you to drop all your blocks and fears and absolutely be that wonderful channel to help others heal. So that's why it had to be shared with the world, because this is worldwide. It's not just one thing. It's everything for everybody. It encompasses everything.
Mm-hmm. So so the only way to really access this, hearing from you, is like through meditation.
Right. But that's the only way to access or do anything. That's how you manifest.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anything that you can do until you plug in to the divine. You can't drive your car without gas in it. It's the same thing. When you wake up in the morning and do your morning meditation, you hook into the universe. You can do it through your seventh chakra or your eighth chakra. Just take some deep breaths and pull that Shakti energy or Chi energy, whatever you call it, down into your body and give thanks for having access to that energy. And I always say, thank you, God, for this wonderful energy of love that's flowing through my body this morning, and may I carry it with me throughout the day so it can touch and open the hearts of others. That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. There's no 28 minutes of this or 35 minutes of that. You just have to do that 2 seconds because we're in a McDonald's society anyway.
No, that's true.
The nightly review is a little bit more detailed because I think everybody should have a journal and journal down that which happened and have some gratitude. Be thankful maybe that you had a new crop in your garden show or that your favorite sports team won the game or that your child accomplished something. Find something to be grateful for about the day and then think about your behavior and whether you need to correct something that you did. And then you have 24 hours to make amends. That's it, 24 hours. Otherwise, it gets embedded into your memory bank, and you'll have to work it out later. So if you really want to work it out and ascend and get clear, just own what you've done. Own it for yourself, in your heart, in your journal. And then do the best you can to take care of it.
Yeah, and I was reading from somebody else recently, too, that get things locked in and to let like your emotions, your thoughts, everything just sort of pass through you. And it's hard to do. You know, I've been in situations where, okay, just let this pass through and I'm still thinking about it. I'm still bothered, you know,
when you're bothered about something, then take a deep breath, slow down and say, I see I still have a block. Could I please have an opening to that understanding as to why? And you'll find out why. It could be something a sister did years ago. It could be something a mother or a father. Because Louise Hay teaches, you're never angry at what you think you're angry at. It's always something from behind.
That's true.
It's so interesting to know. It is true. Very true. And that's universal truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like if you're angry at somebody, you know, cut in front of you and you get all angry. And when it's more anger than what warrants the situation, it's from something else too.
That's the ego.
Yeah.
It's simple. Easing God out. E-G-O. It's nothing but the ego. Not saying, oh my goodness, they may have a sick child. I have to allow them in. Or that guy is crazy. Thank goodness he didn't hit me. I'm going to bless him. I have gratitude that I was not involved in anything from his crazy driving. We don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think that way. That rat, he had the nerve to cut me off. That's third dimensional. That is ego. Easing God out.
I love that. Easing God out. Well, this is Chris Stainis. We're going to take another break. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to have Elizabeth share that Circle of Light meditation with us.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit TransformationRadio.fm.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and now we're going to be hearing from Elizabeth Joy. She's going to share with you her Circle of Light meditation. So I'll hand it over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, I'm going to describe to you how to do the Circle of Light, and it is described in both Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and the New Spiritual Chakras and how to work with them. So you to use the Circle of Light in the meditation, remember you want to activate your heart centers, both of them, the fourth chakra as well as the tenth chakra. So you could do a clearing first and take some deep breaths, and you might want to do the Sat Nam a couple of times. That means with God. So you would turn the head to the left and say Sat, then come back to the center again, then turn your head to the right and say Nam, and come back to the center. With each one, you take in a breath, Sat, and then back to the center, Nam, and then back to the center. Release the breath at the center. And you do that 16 times. It's scientific. I don't know why, but that's what I was taught. Do it only 16 times, and it creates a state of perfection. Then sit in a chair with your legs uncrossed, or you can lay down on the bed as well, as long as your spine is straight. Also, you can sit in the yoga position with the cross legs. Close your eyes and begin to take some deep breaths in. I like to use the Ring of Fire meditation, picturing a ring of fire above your head. Bring it down over your body and see that it takes away all negativity that's around you or within you and throw it into the center of the earth. And you do the Ring of Fire three times. And be aware of what colors you're seeing on your third eye as you go through this. Then you want to picture that you're in a circle of light. And you start running the energy from your fourth chakra, the heart center, the yellow gold light, and you arc it up in front of you. Between your eyes is the third eye, so it crosses over that and it goes up to the 10th chakra, which is as far as you can reach, if not further. Then bring it down your back behind that 9th chakra and down into the center of your back, which is where your heart center is. Now you're running what is called a circle of light. You sit there with it and just think of this light getting brighter and brighter within you, and it will absolutely fill you with light. And just think, I'm walking into the circle of light. See yourself in the center of the circle of light. And if there's a problem that you need solved or a relationship that you need healed, think of the problem or the relationship. Hold a picture of it in your mind and then see it become resolved. The way that you would like it resolved is okay, because spirit will resolve it the way it needs to be resolved. Remember that. If you have a person that you've had an upset with, it could be a husband, a father, a child, put them in a chair in front of you, facing you. And then notice what colors come onto your third eye, because the colors tell the story of what's happening. Usually it can be red or green or a blue or an orange, and they all have their own meaning. And then you sit there until the colors become the amber gold. And they will when the healing is done. You're actually doing a transformational healing in the circle of light. it's miraculous. So you hold the picture in your mind and then wait, and then begin to see the problem being melted or bringing relief. It will bring you love, peace, and harmony. And ask that the matter be resolved for the good of all concerned. When you feel that peace inside of you, when you know something has moved, then you can let it go and surround yourself with white light and know that it's being worked on energetically. And when you come out of that meditation, you're going to have a whole different relationship with that person. And it's unspoken, and it's felt, and it's genuine. As I said, the problem can be anything from a broken marriage, lost love, fear of job, lack of money, need for any kind of a physical healing, whatever is upsetting you at this time. Then see the outcome. Hold the outcome, the positive outcome, and wait for the light to become the bright golden yellow, the amber of the heart center of the 10th chakra. Then simply come out of the meditation and go on about your business, allowing the universe to work out the energetic process for you. And absolutely, you will be brought up to a new frequency. So this is called trusting the universe. Now, this process can take you from 20 minutes to 30 minutes sometimes, but the results are amazing. And I augment it, because what I add onto it is something called Ardas, A-R-D-A-S. It's music. It's a mantra. It's from Yogi Bhajan and his group, and you can get it on Amazon.com. It's called the Crimson Series, and it's volume 6. And I use it in all of my work. In my weekly astrology projections on YouTube, Ardas is playing in the background. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can certainly contact me. And this, there's guided meditation on my website under chakras, opening to the spiritual chakras. And the website is new-visions.com. So I want to bless everybody. And this is a wonderful new technique for everybody to use, and it will bring us love, peace, and harmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I was sitting doing it as you were explaining it, although I know it would take more time, but just picturing that happening, you know, being in that light, mm-hmm. And, you know, just taking that time to do that and to let the energy, let the frequency and what you're doing there solve the problem for you instead of your mind. Right. You know, we always try to figure it out rather than.
There is no logic. There is no logic sometimes to miracles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things just happen, and they happen for the good. And you'll see it in your life. Remember that this is coming from the double helix because you've activated the 10th chakra. So you're in the highest meditative energy that's available on the planet. That there's something to be said for that. And you cannot rush it. Some people aren't even going to get their third eye open or their ninth chakra open for 30 years. So some of you will get it open in 4 years, but you won't get it open tomorrow. You won't. You need to work at this. This is a process.
And doing this meditation, the Circle of Light meditation, will help you get that ninth chakra open, or ninth and tenth, or...
Of course it will. Well, I don't know if in this lifetime we're going to get to the 10th chakra. It would be nice if we could, because we're going to be going through some things. And if you get the 8th and the 9th open, I think you've done well. This is a process that's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. But you,
so
you're,
of course, can't predict anything about it.
Yeah. But you're accessing, I mean, in the meditation, you're going up to the 10th, you're accessing that color.
Sure. Sure you are, because you want to at least start it to spin.
Mm-hmm.
Spinning it and opening it are two different things. Accessing light for it and having it open for you and walking with it open is a whole different thing. They're different.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Elizabeth.
That's been my pleasure.
Yes. And so everybody, check out the website. You can get all this material there at our new-visions.com. You can get this meditation, an MP3 of it, and all the other gifts that she has on there, all the chakra information, all this is there, and in her books. Check out her books. All of them are great. And then our new one on the chakras, the new spiritual chakras, also seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul, and ascension, accessing the fifth dimension. So wonderful information. So this is.
And I do have a 24-hour answering service I wanted to say very quickly.
Okay.
It's 201-934-8986. Again, that's 201-934-8986. And that's an answering machine. Leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Great. Well, thank you for that. Okay, so we're at the end of our show. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. Our next event in Seattle area is June 18th. It's Gender Equality and Reconciliation Day, learning new relational skills that will restore mutual respect, trust, and harmony between the sexes. So you can learn about that at our website, womenofwisdom.org, and check out my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a wonderful gift to give to yourself and to other women exploring the divine feminine. So next week, I'll be having Kate Otto. She's the author of Everyday Ambassador, Make a Difference by Connecting in a Disconnected World. So everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stanis.